Welcome to On The Record with Chloe B, where I invite celebrities on to tell their truth behind the headlines. You can listen every Monday at 6 p.m. on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and YouTube.
So today I'm joined with my stunning queen, Hallie!
I'm so excited
to have you here.
No, I'm so excited to be here. Honestly, smashing it, babe.
Thank you,
I'm
queen.
So happy for you.
Thank you. You know what? If you are watching on YouTube, you will see I've got a new set and I absolutely love it.
It is.
I'm so glad you're here for
the
set.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's okay, honey. Yeah. So if you don't know my lovely Hallie, Hallie has just come off the new series of Big Brother.
Yeah.
Hallie, I just want to know everything about you, babe. But I think you are the perfect person to have on. Like, so basically, I don't know if you know, I was at the launch of Big Brother. So I was watching in the crowd. I see you walking. I thought that girl is a star.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. You look stunning. You look beautiful.
Thank you,
so
darling.
I just want to know, obviously, on the record, we do talk about headlines and stuff. So you are relatively new into the media,
yes.
But there's still loads of headlines about you.
Oh, God, tell me about it.
But I just wanted to delve into a little bit before you went on to Big Brother.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know a bit about your childhood. Obviously you spoke openly about your trans journey, so I just wanted to speak about your childhood for a little bit. So tell me about you.
So grew up in Streatham, mm-hmm. South London, you know, representing.
Love that.
And then should I go into like when I started to transition?
Yeah, I want to know, like, when did you know? You
when
know
did I know
yeah.
Okay, so a lot of people are like, when did you realize this, that, and it's a thing where it wasn't really a realization because I was always like that. So
mm-hmm.
From like year one, year two, I would like ask the teachers to call me Charlotte. I would
oh, really?
Be like, yeah. I'll be like, yeah, I'm a girl, this,
yeah.
that. And they'll like correct me and be like, no, you're a boy.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like very hard for me growing
mm-hmm.
up because I was like, what am I?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but you didn't, like, you weren't taught what trans was.
Yeah, okay.
So it was like, I didn't know who I was, but I knew I wasn't in the right body. And then year three came about
mm-hmm.
and year 4, and then I started to kind of hide myself.
Mm-hmm.
So like I stopped all like the feminine stuff. I stopped wearing hair clips to school.
And why do you think you did that?
Because of the bullying.
So, oh really?
Yeah. So I was like bullied through primary school and secondary school.
Mm-hmm.
And then so it kind of, I kind of suppressed my true self.
I wanted to take a moment to mention, I get so many compliments and questions about my teeth. I had composite bonding at the lovely Tooth Club. They have offers on each month and you can pay monthly. They're based all over Essex, Hertfordshire and Kent. So many of the team from Towie and Love Island have been there. Check them out on Instagram, Tooth Club UK, and don't forget to mention Chloe10 for an extra discount. Thank you to the Tooth Club UK for being my official sponsors of On The Record with Chloe B.
Do you think the bullying, you know, people around you, do you think
yeah.
they saw you as trans or did they see you as gay because you know like you was a boy and quite feminine, what do you
yeah.
think they saw you as?
Well, growing up, like my family had said to me that they thought I was going to be like a fairy.
Aww.
Do you know what I mean? Like when I was little,
yeah,
and like I used to run around the house in a tutu and stuff like that, they used to be like, fucking hell, when she grows up she's gonna be fucking fairy. And it wasn't until like I started to, so year 6 and like year 7,
mm-hmm.
I started to really be more feminine, like the way I dressed,
okay.
me growing my hair out. Just the I was always around girls as well.
Okay.
Like always had friendship with girls, always more comfortable around girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I related to them more. And at the end of year 8, start of year 9, I remember like sitting in the back of the car with my mum and just being like, yeah, I'm trans, like
mm-hmm.
I'm a woman, this, that. And her response was literally, I know.
That's
like
so
I'd
lovely.
Always known. I
yeah.
just think my mum wanted me to feel comfortable enough for me to express that to her instead
yeah.
of her asking me.
Yeah.
And yeah, and she's been amazing. She's
was
been
she
like,
really
so
accepting?
Yeah,
yeah.
So supportive. My dad, on the other hand, I don't really have a great relationship with him. I'm
mm-hmm.
not gonna give him the time of fucking day.
Don't let him have it, babe.
No way. But yeah, apart from my dad, like my family's been incredible.
That's
and
amazing.
I consider myself very fucking lucky because
yeah.
there's so many trans, gay, bi people that come from families that don't.
Yeah, of course. I recently just had Junaid on and he was saying about his family. And I think it's so terrible. And I think that's why I wanted you on as well, because
yeah.
I feel like recently, literally just this year, like we had Ella from Married at First Sight,
yeah.
we had a trans woman, and then we had you going on to Big Brother. And I just thought it's so amazing.
The representation.
But then also, is it amazing? Because I think it's actually something that's been normal for so long now. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I think it's a thing where it's been normalized to an extent, but there's also this certain stigma that still lingers around the word trans.
Yeah.
So when automatically when someone hears like the word transgender, their mind goes to like this derogatory place or like this. Is that the right word?
Yeah. I just see you as a woman. So I find it so strange when you say that you were bullied and stuff like that. Like, why? Where do you think that stems from? Do you think it's like people hate what they don't understand?
Yeah. And I just think it's like an easy target for bullies, because I feel like with bullies, they're always going to be bullies. Mm-hmm. And so as soon as there's something for them to pick at, they'll pick at. Mm-hmm. So me being quote unquote different, I fucking hate that word.
You're not at all. I just don't, you're just not different. Like, you're literally just a woman.
But like in school, it was like, I wasn't like the other girls. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So it was like, I was an easy target. So like I would go into school and get like kicked.
Yeah, so one of the articles I actually picked up on was your mum spoke out. Was it while you was in Big Brother?
Yes.
And how did you feel when she did that?
No, do you know, she came out the house, and the producers had said to me, well, when I came out the house, the producers had said to me, they were like, your mum's like done this article, that article. I was like, fucking ashy.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I know. So the article was, you was stomped on by bullies while you was in school. I literally was so shocked by that. Like, that is, can you just tell me a little bit more about what happened?
Yeah, so there was this one boy from school, and he always, I would walk past and he'd always boot me in my shins, and like, I was, every time I would let it slide. And then one day I was coming down the stairs, and it was like him and like a few other boys. It was always boys. Like, yeah, girls were horrible, but girls, the girls that were horrible to me were once friends with me. So it was never just girls I didn't know being nasty. It was boys in school that were horrible. And like boys from the older years, one day coming down the stairs, and I just remember getting kicked in, and I was like, what the fuck?
That's like, disgusting.
It was horrible. I went into the office crying my eyes out. They tried telling me I wasn't allowed to get my phone out to call my mom. I said, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And I got my phone out, called my mom. My mum came fucking storming
good.
In there.
I love that your mum was like, guns your little champion. Blazing. Yeah. Yeah,
like she was ready to fucking go.
And how do you think your mum dealt with you transitioning? What do you think that's like? Because obviously your mum is so supportive of you. Yeah. But do you think it's been hard for her? Or do you think she's just took it in
definitely
her stride?
It's, well, I can imagine when I'd come out to my mum, it must have been not mind-boggling, because she'd always known I was this way, but in the sense that she had to educate herself.
Yeah.
So she had to like research and like understand why my mind works the way it does, and like how to go forward with like treatments. And
yeah. So
like
how
that.
Do you go forward with that? So I don't really know. No. So obviously you say you're trans, and then what happens next?
It's the NHS take fucking forever. Yeah. So how it is, you have to get a diagnosis. Or, okay. Well, at least this is what I was told when I was going through the NHS. You have to get a diagnosis of body dysphoria.
Okay.
Yeah, dysmorphia. And body dysmorphia, not dysphoria, dysmorphia. And with that diagnosis, you get referred to the Tavistock, which is like one of the only centres in London that specialise in like trans health.
Okay.
And then it's not just like bish, bash, bosh, done. You get your hormones.
Yeah.
You have to go through like several meetings. It's like almost like therapy.
Really?
Yeah. Just so they can understand you as a person, understand how you're feeling, give you like what to expect from hormone treatment. But then the day before I was meant to get my hormones, the NHS got sued.
Oh my God.
And I was like 15 at the time. And so they'd said, yeah, like we can't give you your hormones. It's like that the day before, like you can imagine my heart was fucking shattered.
Yeah.
Like I built myself up ready for this moment. And they were like, yeah, nah. So I just decided to go private. And okay. Like, so my mum had said to me, like we can go private. This, and I was like, are you sure? Because it's fucking expensive.
I read that. So in the same article where she spoke about the bullies, she actually said that she has literally maxed out credit cards to pay for these treatments.
100%. Like, she's maxed out.
And my mum
like,
would do the same. Like, my mum, honestly, what a woman. So honestly, I just want to say, I think your mum's amazing.
Yeah, honestly,
I know if that was my kid, I'd be doing exactly the same thing.
100%, and that's why I'm so appreciative at the fact that she is my mum.
Yeah.
Because she is my number one supporter. And she's amazing. And she put herself in debt for like couple years just to make sure that I was comfortable within my body.
Mm-hmm.
And hormones changed.
What was it like when you started on them? Because that was actually one of the questions I put on my Instagram if people had any questions for you. So someone actually asked, what advice would you give to someone starting? Is it HRT?
Yeah.
So what does that stand for?
Hormone replacement therapy.
Okay. And what's it like when you start taking it?
So it can have like a lot of side effects.
Okay.
So it's different for everyone. However, mm-hmm. for me, I one of the common things is like you gain lots of weight.
Okay.
But I lost loads of weight.
Oh, so blind. Skinny queen.
Literally. So I went from like a size 18, 20 to a size 14, 16.
Okay.
And so it made me lose weight. It gave me a vitamin D deficiency, which isn't too good. But when you first start, you become really emotional. Mm-hmm. So like I could drop a pen and it would be the end of the world.
That's me on a good day.
No, literally, it's... You have mood swings, hot flushes. I still get hot flushes to this day.
Okay.
But after like months go by,
yeah,
it's easy. Like you spot the behaviors mm-hmm. and the differences. But before starting hormones, I was in my shell,
mm-hmm.
very like introvert, like just didn't feel like myself. As soon as I started hormones, I'm like a whole different fucking person.
Really?
Yeah, confidence through the roof.
Really? Literally, yeah. I love like that.
It does like fat distribution, mm-hmm. like it moves around your fat, dissolves muscle.
Yeah.
It does a fucking lot.
Does it?
It's mad.
So what other things have you noticed about yourself differently since you started them?
I've become a lot weaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot weaker.
Oh, wow.
It stumped my growth.
Oh, so really?
I was already tall.
You
I
are
started.
A tall queen.
I'm a tall queen, 6 foot 3. Tall queen.
Yeah.
But it stopped me growing, thank fuck.
Yeah, like yeah girly.
Literally.
You like, are so tall. But I'm short as it is. I was standing next to her thinking, she is so tall.
Everyone that fucking talks to me, I'm like,
yeah, but I think that's nice. It's like a model.
It is like model energy, but at the same time, it's like,
no, like I'd embrace it. I wish I was tall.
Getting off the fucking tube today.
Girl, but it's easy to get off the tube. I can't get off the tube. I'm not trying to push out the way. Like,
see, that's the one thing about being tall, though. I'll be anywhere, train station, festival, concert, and I'll spot anyone.
Oh, yeah, I can't see anything or anyone. Like I have to get people to help me get stuff off the top shelf in the shop. It's embarrassing. It's smuggy. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, help me.
Oh, fucking hell. No, I would love to be short, but at the same time, I've embraced my tallness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the article that I read as well, your mum also went on to say that you got crowned prom queen.
Yeah.
So what happened with that? So was the people in your school supportive? You know, did you have a good friend group?
When I like transitioned the mm-hmm. first year, so the first year of year 9, I'd come to school in a skirt, didn't tell no one. Was just like, yeah, fuck it, I'm Hallie, this, that. So year 9 was like the year I started to come up my shell.
Yeah.
And then from year 10 and 11, I didn't take shit from no one.
Love that.
So I was like bullied and stuff. But then from year 10 and 11, I turned into a bit of like a bitch.
Yeah.
And I had like put this wall up.
Yeah.
And so anyone that would come for me, I'd just be like, yeah, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, and I'd like stand up for myself. So I kind of became like a fucking icon.
I love that.
Do you know what
you.
I mean?
Like, yeah.
And especially amongst the girls in my school, like they were all very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the boys. Like, I didn't really have any sort of relationship with them.
I find that so odd. Like, I just could never, ever date or even be friends with a man that wasn't supportive of absolutely everybody. Like, I find it so odd. You know, when you're around a boy and they're, like, funny around, like, a gay boy, I just think, what is that all about?
I don't understand. But I feel like if you're comfortable within your sexuality, you're not like that.
What in the 1960s is going on here? Do you know what I mean? Are we all just going to be a bit odd? Like, I just find it weird.
I find it horrible as well. Like, people just need to learn to mind their business.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah. And then prom came about. And I think it's because I was actually the only person that was like running for prom queen
mm-hmm.
that stuck posters around the whole school,
as you should.
Put there's literally a video of me. Yeah,
he was doing up Mean Girls,
and I was honestly, when I tell you, I was throwing them everywhere. Yeah. And then I was going, vote for me, bitch. Yeah. Vote for me. Like, I was like proper going in. There's a video of me my friend took. I'm going, make sure you vote for me for prom queen. Yeah,
yeah, love yeah. that. Yeah,
literally, like, I was, so I feel like it's because I made the most effort.
Yeah, love
in
that.
A sense. Yeah, like the
and
video
also you're an icon, so yeah, thanks, that babes. Is why. So when you left school, did you plan on being famous? What was your life goal?
So, well, my mom found a scrapbook I made when I must have been like, what, 8, 9?
Yeah.
And at the top of the list, it said, I want to be famous.
That's amazing.
And so it's like, I fucking manifested it.
Manifestation,
but you know
is
what?
A
like,
thing.
I don't, people keep saying to me, especially like journalists and stuff like that, they're like, how does it feel to be famous? I don't feel famous.
No.
Like, yeah, I walk down the road and I meet all, like, you lovely people. And, like, I'm like, hello, how are you? And, like, you recognise me. But I still feel the same.
Yeah, of course.
Like, it don't... I still feel like the same bitch I went into Big Brother as.
Yeah, and I feel like throughout that, like, so obviously I was saying to you, I watched clips of it. Yeah. I tried to keep on top of it, and I think I watched it solidly for about 2 weeks. And then to be honest, I'm never at home at the time it's on. So I missed little bits and I saw clips. But from when you walked in until now, I feel like you was consistently the same. Yeah. Like, I don't feel like you ever changed. Do you feel like there was people in the house that did?
I mean, so I wouldn't say he changed. I feel like he just went in his shell a bit, Jenkin.
Oh, really?
So, like, yeah, so, like, loud character at the start, whatnot, but then he had it really hard off.
Yeah, like, from the start.
From the start. No luggage, no hot water.
I felt terrible for him.
Had to make bed and breakfast for Yinra on the first day, on the first morning. Like, he had a shit start. So, like, I suppose that kind of could have made him go in his shell. But then, in the house, like, he was funny at times, they just didn't air it.
Oh, really? I suppose it's hard though, isn't it?
Because
you're being recorded 24/7 and like it's cut down into like an hour episode. Like, as much as it's not sort of as structured as Towie is, you can't keep everything in, otherwise you'd never be off air. Do you know what I mean?
I don't necessarily feel like anyone's changed.
No.
From who I met in the house. No.
Do you feel like anyone, like, you watch it, so if you've watched little clips and you think they weren't like that in the house?
Do you know what? No.
Really?
I haven't felt like that. But do you know what? Like, everyone went a bit off Farida at the start. Farida's an icon, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I feel like what she said now has been made clear as misunderstood.
What did she say?
But she stood up on the chair, like, and clapped her hands and basically said, we need to make good telly. This, that.
Yeah.
So from that, we had said, right.
We know what she's all about. Yeah.
But then now we took that the wrong way because... Okay. Apparently from that, she'd meant we need to figure out each and everyone's skill set. So, like, for example, Paul's a PT.
Oh.
So, like, he could, like, do gym with us.
Oh, okay.
Olivia's a dancer. She could do dance classes. Like, that's what
did
she
any of that
by
happen?
Actually. Oh, in the garden, Paul used to, like, make them all work out.
Oh, I love
remember
that.
One day, I was like, I'll work out. Got ready. Done, like, 10 jumping jacks. And I was like, count me the fuck out. And I made fucking cheese on toast. And I sat there while they were all, like, pumping up the chairs and
sounds
stuff.
Like, so, can we just pull it back a tiny little bit? Rewind. It's my fault. We just love talking.
I know, honestly.
But how did the process start for Big Brother? What was it all about? Tell me I want to know everything, actually.
So, with my contract, I'm not allowed to talk about every minor detail.
Okay.
But I'm allowed to, like...
Just tell me a little bit. So, how did it start?
So I was 17 when it got announced Big Brother was coming back.
Okay.
Although a few months before it got announced, I had said, if Big Brother was to ever come back, I'm going to be on that show.
Yeah.
Because for, like, trans representation and all that. And so September, the auditions came out.
Mm-hmm.
I was 18 in December. So I was like, I'm going to audition. And then I put it off. I got cold feet.
Why?
I don't know. I was just like, fucking hell. There's probably, like, thousands of people.
What did you
applying.
Do in your audition tape?
I was just sitting in front of the camera, you know, and I was just like, I'm Hallie, I'm 18, I'm from South London.
Yeah.
Da-da-da, get me in the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
Like, do you know the attitude I had in the house? I just done that in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Spoke about the time I met Prince Harry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, spoke about I was in the fucking news for swallowing magnets.
You was in the news for swallowing magnets? What happened? You dropped that quite casually.
I did. Did they not air none of that?
I don't know. They might have, but I didn't watch it. Tell me about it.
So I was 13, right, and there was, like, these little tiny magnetic balls that are, like, fake tongue piercings.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Basically, the teacher told me to shut up because, you know me, and I'm fucking gobby.
Yeah.
And I closed my mouth. They snapped together, went down my throat. I'm on Google searching up, you need to immediately go to hospital.
You do, yeah.
Yeah. So, fucking went to the office.
Yeah.
Then they're refusing to call an ambulance. Mum comes pick me up. She's cracking jokes, like, make sure you don't walk too close to the radiator. Make sure you don't...
Yeah, well, it's quite true. You could have got sucked to it, yeah.
And then went to the hospital. They gave me an enema, which, I'm not going to lie, that felt really nice, the enema.
Oh, did it? I'm going to have that for you, yeah. No. Never had that before.
I mean in the sense that you just feel empty.
Yeah. Oh, nice. You know I mean? Yeah, like, clean out. Like a colonic, I suppose,
I've
in a way.
I've seen them on your stories. Yeah. I need one of them.
I've had one. You know, it got to the point where I was having so many colonics, I wasn't going to the toilet. I was just using the colonic as my toilet. My mum said cries a bit much. Like,
I need to fucking do that.
Yeah, but you can't start using a colonic as the toilet. Do you know what I mean? It's too much.
Yeah.
You said you're auditioning.
My fucking magnets.
Oh, yeah, the
And then surgically had to get them removed, and then I was in the fucking news.
Oh, love that for you.
Yeah, I love it.
Love
that. But then, sent the audition tape in on, like, the day before auditions were closing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I have to fucking do this.
Yeah, you've got to do it.
And I sent my application in, and, like, 2 days later, I got a call.
That's unreal.
And they were like, we think you'd be a great housemate.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. And then I had to like do Zoom calls, had to go like meet them in real life with like another group of potential housemates, yeah, and like do like little games and stuff.
Yeah, I remember my process for Towie was so long.
Yeah, like, it's long.
They want to make sure like you're the right fit. It's, do you know, nuts, what I mean? And the thing is, there's only, how many was it? It's like 16, was it? Was it, yeah, 16? There's only 16 of you. And I feel like if they get it wrong,
yeah,
you just like, you've got this one boring person in the house.
I auditioned end of January.
Yeah.
And then the audition process didn't end until, when did I go in the house? Start of October.
Wow.
Just before then.
And how long before you went in, did you know?
No. So I knew a couple of days before I went into hiding. However, it's different for everyone.
Oh, really?
So like some people knew months.
How long were you in hiding for?
A week.
Oh my God, you only knew a couple of days before?
Yeah.
And how did you get all them clothes ready quick enough?
That's what I'm saying, my wardrobe was fucked.
Oh, you look nice. Yeah. I thought you looked lovely.
I was wearing like the same stuff all the time.
Yeah, but you would after that period of time. You're in there quite a long time,
and
aren't
you? And you know what? I was very much in there like, okay, I'm just going to go in there. I'm not going to be like all prim and proper. Like, that's not me.
No. So I'm going to... I'll tell you what, who looked absolutely stunning every single day.
Nocky.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I need Nocky's hair and makeup artist. No. She looked unreal every day.
Unreal.
Every time I'd pan to her, they'd be like, just there, like full blow dry. I'd be like, has she got stunning hair stylist?
No, honestly, it's stunning. I had the shock of my life. I was like, yeah, one day they're like, a reward,
yeah,
for like winning a task, they'll get a fucking person to do my lashes, my nails.
Yeah.
Nah.
Why?
Fuck all. You don't get nothing. So like, oh, we all had grown out nails.
That's it's a bit unfair though, isn't it? Because I feel like on Love Island, they do have people that come in and, yeah, touch them up.
I know.
Did you go in with strip lashes on or extensions?
No, I went in with no lashes.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
Because you know you're going to deteriorate.
100%. I was like, I ain't looking like a naked mole rat from the get-go. No. So
when you first went in, was you like nervous around certain people? Like, I feel like I wouldn't be able to sleep, but I feel like I would be scared about going to the toilet. Like,
there's cameras in the toilet.
Oh my God. Yeah. So go on, tell me more.
I know. So like going in there, obviously because I didn't tell them I was trans on like the first night, very nerve-wracking. I couldn't hold a conversation.
Why did you
minutes.
Decide not to do that?
Because I wanted to like gather my surroundings,
okay,
and like understand how the housemates were, if they like seemed single-minded, just so that like, I'd be prepared for any reaction I could get. But no, they were all so lovely.
Yeah.
So the second day I was like, and also in that house, any moment could be your last. And I think that first night where Olivia was up for eviction showed me that, because that had made me realize any moment's your last. My whole point of being in here is to like for trans visibility. So I woke up that second morning and I was like, yep, got to tell them.
Yeah.
But it was just so I could kind of get a sense of like the housemates.
Was you really scared to tell them?
Yeah, I was shitting bricks.
Really?
My heart was beating out my chest. I literally went to Darren and I said, sorry if you heard my heart beating on the microphone. Aww. Like, I was shitting my pants.
I thought it was such a lovely moment. I remember watching it and finding it nice. You know what I really liked as well? I liked that Olivia suggested that everyone go around and say their pronouns. I thought that was lovely.
She's lovely.
I thought that was so nice. Did you... I feel like, say when you got voted out, for example, people was like, did Hallie get voted out because she's a trans woman?
Yeah.
Did you ever feel that you were treated differently in the house because of it or
no?
So well, I don't either.
No, in the house, they all treated me the same. Do you know what I mean? Like, being trans is amazing, but it doesn't, like, define me. So it's me being trans and, like, my personality, two separate things.
Yeah, I thought you had amazing friendships in there. You had the best... When I was watching, like, I could see, like, you getting along with Paul, which I thought was amazing. Yeah. Like, and I feel like it's so amazing because, like... It's not amazing, but it was lovely to watch because, like, you know, you say how you've had boys treat you differently so often, then you've got this masculine scouser being your bestie.
So
like,
I
love that.
I spoke to them in there and I said... Because at the start, I was, like, quite shy with the boys and I'd spoken to Paul and... Because Paul got labelled transphobic and all these nasty things in the media.
Why?
No idea. So, like, there's some incident with some skeleton, right? And because of his fucking accent, he called it Scully.
Yeah.
And they thought he called it Hallie.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, I don't fucking know.
Do you feel like the media are really quick to jump on things that are just
very fucking quick,
non-existent?
ITV had to even put a statement out saying that's not true. Like,
really?
Yeah, literally. And
that's such a shame, though, because that could be so damaging for
Paul. I know
Paul.
It is. And they didn't show none of the conversations where he was, like, one of... like the housemates that made the most effort to get to know me in my journey.
Oh, really?
And like tell me you're here for a reason, you're here to make people proud. They didn't show none of it.
Yeah.
I know.
That's
literally
a shame.
But I spoke to Paul and I think I spoke to Zach about it, just about the fact that this is like teaching me how to like open up to boys.
Yeah.
Because it's like, because I was bullied by predominantly boys.
Yeah.
it's hard for me to like open up and like let that wall down.
That's so nice. Literally. As well, I've got to ask a few questions about Big Brother because I love Big Brother. Tell me what it was like when you walked in, because was you shitting bricks? Up.
So listen, right, we come out the hotel,
yeah,
it's all very quick. They put us in a cab and then we're in like this car park, mm-hmm, with all the other housemates.
Did you see anyone?
No. So we had to go toilet. Well, I had to go toilet, and they put this umbrella with like black bags hanging down.
Stop.
So you could only see my feet.
Very extra. Yeah.
Literally. And then they really just don't give us any preparation.
Yeah.
So we have to put earphones on while we're getting mic'd up.
Stop.
Yeah.
Wow. So
we pulled in, then they took us out the car park. We pulled into this other building and earphones in, mic'd us up. And they just go, okay, get in the car. The car will drive forward like for a few seconds.
And I saw you pull up. How long was you in the car?
Not long. So I literally get in the car. He goes, okay, your number, whatever, housemate going in. What I'm going to do, just drive you up, signal when you need to get out, and then you just go into the house.
Oh, my God.
Literally. So he goes, okay, 3, 2, 1, step out. So I literally, in the car, it moves about an inch forward. Like, it's
I saw you
far.
Move like an inch forward because obviously I was there, but I just was thinking, I wonder how long they've been waiting in them cars.
Oh, in the cars in the car park, long.
Really?
Yeah, because they had to double check, like, we'd signed everything correctly. Because I didn't sign one of the contracts correctly.
Stop.
And they had to come and be like, you need to sign it.
Girl,
like,
sign it. You're not going in.
Literally. So we're in the car park for long. But when you're in that car that you see us in, we're in there for like 5 seconds.
Oh, really?
And then you step out and it's like, whoa.
Yeah, it's a big moment. I remember watching all of you go in and think, oh my God.
See, I don't remember a second of it.
Well, it's very daunting. Like, I remember thinking, oh my God, there were so many lights. You know, when we was going, so I went with me, Junaid and Saffron and our friend Sophia. We was there to like watch it. We got invited down by a TV. So as we was walking in, I've never been to the Big Brother studios before. Hallie, when I say it, people were queuing up along the road for miles. And Saff was like to me, most of these people won't get in. Like, it's honestly, so I couldn't believe it.
We saw people walking away that didn't get in.
Wow.
And the amount of people we saw walking away, I was like, fuck, it's busy.
It's mad, isn't
literally.
It?
Literally. But you walk up them steps, AJ and Will ask you a few questions.
Yeah, they're lovely, aren't they? They're really nice.
AJ is...
Oh, she's a joke. She looks beautiful. Oh, I see her and I thought, oh my God.
Do you know who
she
reminds me of?
Who?
Like, because of her long legs and everything, Naomi Campbell.
I know, and she had this long hair when I see her. She's
literally
just stunning.
Like, stunning.
Yeah.
And, and it's like, I have no recollection of it because the adrenaline and everything, I only remember from, like, walking actually into the house.
Yeah. And you know when you got into there, so how, like, what number was you that 4. Went in? It was number 4. So you was there like quite early then because you had like 12 other people to come in. What was your first impressions of certain people and were they different to what they turned out to be?
So Jenkin, I thought he was going to be a very loud character.
So did I, actually.
Yeah, and like he surprised me in the sense that he went into his shell a little bit.
Do you
bit.
Think it was just, it just got a bit overwhelming maybe
probably.
Though? Yeah.
Probably, especially like, it's just, when you're in that house, it's... Like, even there's a clip of me saying, I'm scared I'm going to lose myself. It's, like, such an intense environment.
Yeah.
And, like, the house you're in is so fucking colourful and everything. It's quite overstimulating.
It's big as well, isn't it?
It's huge. Yeah. It's ginormous. So it's, like, it can be quite overwhelming. But I didn't let the overwhelming feeling take control over me.
Mm-hmm.
But, so Jenkin, I was surprised about. Farida, I was just like, wow. She talks a lot.
Oh yeah, she wouldn't stop talking, would she?
No, but like she's an icon.
Yeah.
So like she made such an impact in that house that even after she left, we would talk about Frieda all the time.
Oh yeah, she was the first to leave, wasn't she? Yeah.
I know, like, but she made such an impact. Like she's an icon, and I don't think she realizes how iconic.
Yeah.
Did you see with Denise Walsh recently?
No.
Didn't see.
What was she
oh
doing?
My God. Online, someone said that Denise Walsh died at the hands of Farida from Big Brother.
That's what made it up.
On Wikipedia, for hijacking Kerry's mobility scooter and running her over.
Oh my God.
I know, and Denise Walsh had to come out and say, it was on the Daily Mail.
And said, like, Farida didn't.
And said, yeah, like, I'm alive, guys. Like, literally.
Poor Farida getting plane breath.
No,
terrible.
Honestly. And then she went on Cameo and started saying it was Dylan. Yeah, I know, literally. But she's an icon. Like, she don't give herself enough.
Is there anyone else she wasn't keen on?
Wasn't keen on. Oh, so like the first day, I thought Olivia was going to be hard to live with.
I've got to be honest, I weren't keen on her at first.
No,
but she grew on me. She really grew on me. And I feel like that's really important because it's like, you know, a lot of people watch me and go, I weren't keen on you at first. They might not be still. But I feel like over time, it's actually crazy because Olivia showed so many different layers of her. And I feel like it was lovely. I really liked that.
100%. And you know what people forget as well? Like, they're taking 24 hours
and
putting it into 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But I heard you say on your podcast, we like onions.
Oh, 100%. I always use that, yeah. Yeah,
and it's like there's layers to peel back and all them layers aren't shown on TV.
No.
Like, literally, it's nuts. So Olivia, I thought she was going to be hard to live with, but then she's like my sister.
Yeah.
Who else? No, you know what? I feel like they all, like, most of them lived up to what I thought they would be.
Yeah.
Like, Jordan, oh my God, he, bless his heart. When he first came in, he was, like, so nervous, his teeth were chattering. So quiet,
wasn't it, at first? Yeah.
Honestly. And then, like, when I started to hear that dry sense of humour, I was like, fucking hell, he's hilarious.
It's actually mad. When he first came in, I remember thinking, what is he going to do in there? Like, I don't know why, he just seemed quite quiet. And it's funny, because he actually ended up winning it, and I love him. Like, I think he was an icon. It's weird, isn't it? Because, like, I feel like the casting team really delivered. I feel like they knew what they were doing. There's
not one person who's the same.
No.
So I actually watched this woman called Gigi Gorgeous.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, I used to watch her on YouTube.
And so that's how, like, she started ticking the boxes. So when I was, like, conflicted in my mind, like, what am I? Because obviously, like, I didn't know what trans was.
Mm-hmm.
I come across a YouTube video of hers explaining, like, her journey as, like, a trans woman. And it started ticking all of these boxes in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she was the first kind of trans woman who I, like, looked up to. But I would say in, like, the British media,
No. And so, as we said earlier, I just wanted to touch on that a little bit more. Obviously, as of recently, we had Ella from Married at First Sight, we had you on Big Brother. Why do you think now it's only been the time where people have started putting trans women on TV?
I think because we're just fucking icons. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, I think because it's important. I think now media companies have started to realize the importance of showing diversity, like people from all different walks of life.
Yeah.
And there's not, like, there's, I feel like every trans person's story is so unique.
100%.
No one's journey is the same.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's really interesting to see on TV.
Yeah.
Trans people talk about their journeys and what they've been through, and it, like, educates so many people. So I think that's why.
And as well, education, like, even being around you, or I went on a night out with Ella, I felt like, I find myself, like, a very understanding and open person, but even speaking to you guys, like, I feel like it just made me so much more aware of even things that I would have never have picked up before.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, like, relationships and stuff. Yeah. Have you had a relationship? No. You haven't?
I've been single forever. So, guys, I'm looking for a relationship.
No, straight honestly, the camera.
No, literally, I'm at the point. So the thing is with boys, I don't think I've ever trusted a guy enough to be romantically involved with them. Like, I've spoken to guys, like, online and whatnot.
Yeah.
But it's never been, when it gets to the point where I'm like, oh, this is a bit too serious now, bye-bye.
Do you think that's because you've got a wall up from your childhood? Yeah,
100%. But, like, so I've never been on a date either.
Really?
Never. So I would love to do, like, celebs go dating, or, like, something like that.
Yeah.
To, like, show my first date on, like, TV. Because I think that would be fucking hilarious.
And you just think you just find it hard because obviously you've got such bad experiences with boys.
And
Do
you know what I'm glad about going on Big Brother? They're like, most people, like, I'm saying most, probably no one even fucking knows me. But, like,
they do. I think the whole country watched Big Brother.
If, like, a guy that saw me on Big Brother, like, was to go on a date with me, I wouldn't be scared about the conversation of me being trans.
That's
coming
what was something I was going to ask, actually. So I had a conversation previously with Ella, and I was, like, saying to her, like, do you always feel the need to tell men that you are trans? So before you went on to Big Brother, obviously you was very open when you was in the house. But say if you was talking to a boy, would you feel the need to tell him you're trans?
Yes.
You would.
Do you know why? Because that's a big part of my life. Mm-hmm. And if you cannot love me, like, and that part of me, then you can't love me at all.
100%. And also, I feel like you're hiding part of yourself, you know?
Exactly. And it's like, it's just a thing where I would rather him know and then not be worried about him being annoyed if he didn't know, like, me didn't tell him. Because imagine, like, months down the line, and he's like, why didn't you tell me you were trans? And even if he's like, I don't care, I would have just rather you told me.
Mm.
I'll just rather avoid all of that.
Yeah, I feel like it's really important to have honesty in a relationship.
It is, 100%. And like I said before, if you can't love that part of me, then you can't fucking love me at all.
Exactly.
So.
And everyone would love you, Helen.
But guys, I'm lonely and single, right? So.
Yeah, but it's because it's Christmas, babe. When it's summer, you're going to be wanting to be single. She's telling me she's going to Ibiza. So I'm like, girl, you're not going to want a boyfriend in Ibiza at all.
God, no. I don't know.
No, you won't. Barney dreams. You want to be single, partying up at Ocean.
Yeah, no, honestly, I'm so excited for B-Far.
Honestly, you're going to have the best time ever.
On the Record with Chloe B is exclusively sponsored by the Tooth Club UK. Make sure you check them out as they've got clinics all over Essex, Hertfordshire and Kent. Check them out on Instagram, the Tooth Club UK, and don't forget to mention Chloe 10 for an extra discount.
So, since coming out of Big Brother, how do you think your life's changed? Tell me, since you come out, from the day you left, what's the difference?
Everything.
Really?
So, like, obviously, the bank account is still dry.
Okay. It'll get there, it'll get there.
But apart from that, it's like just walking down the road and people recognising me.
Yeah.
Just knowing that I've had an impact on people's lives and like inspiring others and making them proud. Just as a whole, like even like following on social media.
I know, it's mad having a following.
So I went in the house with 1,100 followers.
Yeah.
Came out within the first night. It was like, by the morning when I woke up, it was on like 50.
That's mad.
And
yeah.
I was like, fuck off. Yeah. Like, this is nuts.
It's weird because you had to have your accounts on private, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. And especially like full circle moments, like me watching you on TV.
Oh.
And then like you like messaging me and me messaging you. It was like, whoa. And even like people like from Love Island, influencers I'd followed, the Tawi lot.
Yeah.
It's like, it's nuts.
Yeah.
Like that these people, like I saw you guys as like these celebrities and like this, like that. And now I'm fucking like talking to you.
Oh, well, you know I'm very grateful you're here. Yeah.
Thank you. Like, do you know what I mean? It's very like full circle.
Yeah.
It's very full circle. Yeah. It's like, I saw you guys on TV and now I'm actually in a room with you.
Oh, stop. Well, I saw you on TV and now I'm in a room with you.
Like, so it's like life, it's a whole new world.
So, you know your mum, you said she's always been like your greatest champion. Yeah. Since you come out, is she really protective of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
Very protective, right. So when she found out what happened to me on last Thursday.
Yeah, can you tell us what happened? So you told me a little bit in the car. Yeah. I want everyone to know this because this is actually disgusting. Okay. And whoever done this should be ashamed of yourself.
Be ashamed. Yeah. Honestly, you're lucky I didn't call the popo. Basically, so I went out to an event and then after the event, the people I was with went home, but I'd met some people at the event and we decided to continue partying.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out in Shoreditch. And then I was trying to book a cab. They were all cancelling. Mm-hmm. The people I was with ended up getting a cab. So they fucked off home. And then my phone was going to die. So I went back into the club, charged my phone for a bit. By the time it was charged and I got out, everyone I knew had left. Gone.
Okay.
So I was like, fuck. Like, I'm literally stranded with like a group of people I don't even know. So I'm there on my phone just minding my own business. And this is what I mean. I was minding my own business.
Mm.
And I just hear someone go, are you a man? Like, from behind me, just, like, really fucking loud.
Mm.
So me, being my mouthy self, especially with, like, a few drinks down me, I went, fuck off.
If someone asked me if I was a man, I'd say the same.
So I've, like, continued looking down at my phone.
Yeah.
And, like, look up, there's, like, four big guys, like, surrounding me.
Mm.
And all just throwing abuse at me.
Are you joking?
I know, like, saying the most vile things.
How old were they, roughly?
They're fucking grown.
That's disgusting.
Like, they were grown. Like, one of them looked like fucking Gandalf. Like, don't even fuck with me. Honestly. And it was a sense that I'm tall.
Yeah.
Right?
It's intimidating.
But it felt like, no, but they were tall.
Oh, God.
Like, I felt like I was getting towered over.
Yeah.
And I don't ever feel like that. And because I am so tall, I usually feel like I can stick up for myself. And I usually do. But in that moment, because I was just minding my business on my phone, that fucking shocked me. So I'm literally standing there like this, right? About to like burst out crying because I think I'm going to get jumped.
Mm.
Like, your mind goes to all these different places. Like, especially when it's like transphobic stuff, it's like they obviously have some sort of hatred.
Yeah, of course.
So it's like, what the fuck is going to happen? Thank fuck, some guy noticed what was going on and he was fucking ginormous. What was it with all them tall people?
You had a lot of tall people around you that night, yeah.
Because he was a giant and all I've really felt was like someone grabbed my arm and like pull me out.
It's disgusting.
Put his jacket over my head, right?
Yeah.
And just like walked me down the road. He must have knew I was from Big Brother.
Yeah.
I don't think the four guys knew I was.
Really?
I don't.
Disgusting.
I know. And then so he put the jacket over my head because I think initially he thought I was just getting mobbed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But then he was like, what's going on? And like me, like hyperventilating, like being a dramatic bitch. I was like, oh my God, I need to go home. Da, 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 da. And he was like, okay, like chill out. Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll get you some water. Went into like the little, do you know, in like thing, there's the little stalls. Got some water.
That's really nice of him.
I know, and he made sure I got a fucking.
He was like a little guardian angel that
literally,
night.
Literally, but I honestly thought I was gonna die.
That's terrible. No. Have you experienced things like that before?
Yeah,
really,
all the time. Like I'd be out in like Brixton, where I'm from, and it's like you'd get the odd fucker.
Just always. It's abuse. So rubbish. Like even when I'm out with my friend James, like my friend James is gay, so sometimes he'll have no makeup on, and sometimes he'll do himself up, and he looks fantastic. And like just some of the looks that I see him like getting, it makes me so angry. Like I will never understand the looks that he gets, even Junaid. And I just think, why is it bothering you? I don't understand. I will never get it. Exactly. What is bothering you right now?
I was in the tube. I was on the tube the other day, and I sat down. I was wearing this long fur jacket, right? And like this two-piece on this skirt two-piece. And so my legs are out. And this guy moved from his seat over to the seat there opposite me so he could like look at me. And in situations like that, I'm usually like, you need to get up and fuck off. Like even the other day on the train, some guy was harassing this girl and I stood up. This was like a week after me getting out of the house. And I said, yeah, you need to fuck off and leave her alone. So in them situations, I'm never scared to like stand up for myself. But it was when he was like to me, oh, look at those legs. They're so thick and juicy. This, ooh, that. And then I spoke to him and I'd been like, what, sorry? And he was like, wait, are you a man?
Oh,
like that,
God,
just from me
vile.
Speaking to him.
Yeah.
And I was like, you what? I was like, fuck off.
Yeah.
And like, I got off the train, he stayed on, which wasn't even my stop. But it's the thing, like, I shouldn't have to like, get off the fucking train.
No. Like, what
I'm
if, I just feel
my
like,
business.
Yeah, I feel like if these men aren't taught to fucking control themselves and be genuine, normal human beings, why are we disrupting our day because you don't
literally
know how to behave?
Exactly.
Like, you could have been in a rush, you know?
100%. I was in a fucking rush and all. Like, literally, it disgusts me.
It's terrible.
It's horrible.
So when I read the articles about you, you were saying that you started HRT, but you hadn't gone through your operation yet. So what are your plans to go through with that?
I want to get a designer vagina.
Yeah, you said. What are your plans? So what is it? Is things moving a bit forward now since being on Big Brother? What is going on?
No, hopefully I can get my money up. Do you know what I mean?
Or get a little collab. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
that's what I was thinking. I was like, someone will do a collab with her.
No one's reached out.
That's annoying.
I don't know where to look.
If anyone's watching this, she wants a collab.
If anyone's watching, I want a pussy. Literally. Honestly, hook me up with a designer vagina, babe. I want to clit in everything.
I think it's such a shame you didn't win. Like, honestly, I really wanted you to win because I just feel like
that 100 grand would have gone straight
to my
legs.
I know, and
literally.
I just think it was for such a good, like, you're spending it on something you genuinely want and you need, really, you know. And I just think it's such a shame.
Like, if I would have won, I would have like put the money aside for my vagina. And then gave, that sounds so funny to say.
I know, it's hilarious then, the way you're saying put that aside for that.
And then would have given the other housemates a little bit of money each.
That's really nice.
As like
a
thing to say, like we were all in this together.
And you said you
winners.
Wanted to pay your mum back as
I
well.
I did. I would have given her like 20, 30 grand.
That's so kind of you. It's such a shame. But listen, we got King Jordan from it, so.
Yeah,
you know.
I know King Jordan. He fucking says.
He does.
The media loves him and Henry.
I know. They're really like doing up Justin and Selena back in the day. Like,
I
love it for them. They're all over the press. I love that.
They're cute though. Like the way they look at each other, it's like.
So another article that I see about you, which I want to sort of finish on because I think it really leads into your future, which I'm sure everyone listening to knows you're going to have an amazing future.
Hopefully.
You will. I see that you spoke about wanting to do a campaign for Anne Summers.
Yeah.
Why do you want to do that?
Because I just feel like, honestly, like a trans woman on the face of anything, but especially like a lingerie brand, would be so empowering for like other trans women, and especially because I don't have like what society would call the perfect body.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't think anyone does.
It's sexist, but girl. Listen, I feel like it would empower so many women.
Yeah,
like so many, and it will just, especially because I've got long legs, wide hips, like rolls.
Yeah,
it's just like it would be like really empowering.
I feel like it's such a good brand for you to mention as well, Anne Summers, because my friend James, who I spoke about, he was recently the first male ambassador for Anne Summers.
Oh
my God, yeah,
yes.
So I feel like Anne Summers, and I feel like so many brands are really moving with the times of, you know, including transgender women. You're a woman, for God's sake. You should be included. You should be standing there. But it's actually really, really weird because when James's collection was announced, he got ridiculous amounts of trolling.
Really?
So bad. Like, why are you wearing women's clothing? You're a boy. And it was like, yeah, but it's just showing that men can also wear it, you know? But I feel like we need Hallie on Anne Summers. Do you have any other plans for your future? Anything else you want to do?
I want to do more TV, definitely.
Yeah, one of my questions was, what are we seeing next from our Hallie?
I don't fucking know, babe. Honestly, just like more TV. Literally, if you're out there, you want me on your screen, hit me up. But yeah, I would definitely want to do like celebs go dating or like first dates or something like that.
Yeah,
I want to go in the jungle.
Yes, that's a goal.
I think
yeah.
the jungle would, it would mentally challenge me, but I feel like it would be really good for me.
Yeah.
I want to do so much. I would love to do like a game show or something.
Yeah, I think you'd be good on a game show. Even though you was absolutely terrible at them tasks, babe. Oh, you was crying all the time.
I was. Oh my God, I was crying. A fucking shitty, shitty, shitty camp. Literally.
Oh no, that's hilarious. And he was like, this is shitty, shitty, shitty. I was like, go on, girl.
Yeah,
no, go on, girl.
It was fucking hell. Yeah. But yeah, and just like, just pop in.
And I always ask at the end a question. So the question I want to ask you is, what would you say to the people that bullied you when you was younger now?
Look at me now. Look at me now. I'm getting paper.
I love
literally,
that
no, I'll just be like, literally, that would be my response to that.
And another thing, something a little bit more heartwarming. What would you say to someone that's young and trans and feeling confused? What advice would you give them?
I would just say, just remember you're loved. Remember you're unique. You're special. You're beautiful. And don't be scared to show the world who you are, because I fucking did it, so you can.
Thank you, Hallie. Yeah. Thank you. Also, another question. Sorry, I want to know. Since you come off Big Brother, have you received more trolling for, like, being trans or not?
Yeah.
You have?
It's nuts.
Really?
So, like, don't get me wrong, the love outweighs the hate immensely.
Yeah.
But I still get nastiness in
really?
My DMs. Nasty. Yeah, please, I know. Help. And then like, there's people going like, how long is your tour job? Do you want to fucking see it?
Yeah.
Like, what's your problem?
Yeah, what is your problem? Get a life.
Honestly.
Get a life. We'll end on something high. You're a queen and I can't wait Ollie. To see you as the face of Anne Summers.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's
honestly,
okay.
Guys, look at Chloe popping up on her podcast. Exactly.
Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for your honesty. Honestly, it's been so nice. So that has been On the Record with Chloe B. Make sure you check us out on Apple Podcast, YouTube, and Spotify every Monday at 6 p.m.
Bye, guys.
Bye. So that has been On the Record with Chloe B. Thank you to the Tooth Club UK for sponsoring this episode of On the Record with Chloe B. With thanks to Blank Box Studio for their amazing podcast space. If you are looking for anywhere in Essex or near to London where you want to do photo shoots or host your own podcast, make sure you drop them a message via social media. Please comment underneath who you would like to be our next guest, and make sure you catch our next episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube.